Okay, so this guy has obesity, hypoventilation syndrome, his BMI 52, and he has a loud S2, which refers to a loud P2. That's the pulmonic valve slamming shut in the setting of pulmonary hypertension. So that's the very start, very early process of what will become Corpulmonale. This guy will have obstructive sleep apnea throughout night, keeps waking him up. So he has fatigue throughout the day. But this can actually cause obstructive lung changes leading to pulmonary hypertension, and then ultimately, as I said, Corpulmonale. So his acid-base disturbance would be a chronic respiratory acidosis. Okay, so he's hypoventilating. Once again, obesity hypoventilation syndrome. So he'd have high PCO2, and because this is a chronic change, his bicarb would be elevated to compensate, and his pH would be in the normal range. Okay, so obesity hypoventilation syndrome, high PCO2, high bicarbonate, no change pH. So if we had, let's say, an acute respiratory acidosis, you hold your breath for 90 seconds and your CO2 builds up, it's too early for your bicarb to compensate. It's going to take at least 12 to 24 hours for your bicarb to start to change. Okay, so it's really important as a key facet for this question that you know bicarbonate is not going to change in an acute respiratory disturbance. Acute asthma attack, bicarb, normal. Pulmonary embolism, bicarb, normal. So, overwhelming majority of circumstances. Okay, so that's pretty much it. I think just knowing, obviously high CO2, high bicarbonate, no change in pH, and then you can just take home the bonus of being aware that pulmonary hypertension will present with a loud P2, that pulmonic valve slamming closed. Okay, that's it.